The Grayton Rancheria recently received a grant from the EPA for wetlands restoration work that will be happening on the grounds near the casino here in Rohnert Park, and we have a couple of representatives of the tribe here to tell us about that. First up, Devin Chatoyan, the Director of Environmental and Cultural Preservation. What's the grant going to do?
The grant is for tribes to manage the natural resources within their jurisdiction. So this will help to develop a plan for management of our wetlands.
How big a wetland are we talking about?
The overall reservation sits on 254 acres, and we're going to be looking at about 170 acres. Wetlands are not covering the entire property, but they're kind of spread throughout. It's also sovereign land for the tribal community, and it's a great opportunity for the tribe to explore their vision and how that can actually come to life.
And to tell us more about that, Laurel Ross is here, the tribal vice chair. This is a community engagement and education process as well as an environmental project.
Yes, for contemporary times for Native American people and certainly in the local Sonoma County region within the last 30 years where tribe has actual input and oversight and its planning of its ancestral land in a really specific way and how we would once again want to take stewardship of that land. We will incorporate traditional ecological knowledge, concepts and values that have been passed on through generations, as well as take the opportunity to help restore cultural identity, cultural practices and traditions, whether that's language preservations, basketry, gathering, as well as looking at a model for continuation of culture with uses that help restore wetlands, as well as look at opportunities for farming or agricultural purposes that are consistent with that particular area of our tribal land.
So as you begin down this path, what are the first steps?
The first step for us has begun with working closely with the tribal leadership, the tribal council, and getting an understanding of what their vision and what their goals are and input from the larger tribal citizens and what they're envisioning. And going from being a landless tribe to now a land-based tribe is a monumental moment. So for a Native American tribe to be able to have jurisdiction and have a relationship with its own land is a unique opportunity in contemporary time because it doesn't come along very often.
Overall, how long a process are we talking about until you have something actually happening there that you can point to and say, hey, we did this?
We are imposing onto ourselves a timeline of 18 months. However, we are taking the approach that the process is community-based, where we are going to have a lot of outreach, education, workshops that incorporate community input, voices from the youth, as well as the elders and all generations in between. And we're starting that in the next week with a wetlands vernal pool education workshop.
Well, congratulations on the grant and the fruits that will come from it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.